Dr. Brand, a couple of weeks back, we saw a controversy at one of our member institutions. Football coach Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State kind of lambasted a reporter for an article she wrote about one of his student athletes, criticizing maybe his character as opposed to exactly how he was playing on the field. So not the results, but maybe what was causing it, his personal characteristics, his traits. And I know you can't personally respond to an individual institutional situation, but I did want to raise the question of our college kids. Should they be subject to the same criticism in the media as professional athletes?
I think commentators and reporters have an obligation to understand the context, who you're talking about. Of course, commentators in particular have freedom to express themselves any way they like, but there are issues and principles of good taste and proper treatment of people. When you're dealing with college students, when you're dealing with an 18 to 20-year-old college student, it doesn't strike me as fair to them and in good taste to really criticize them as if they were professionals. Now, why is that? Is it because they're younger? Not really. I think there's another reason for it as well. I think the biggest reason is that they don't have a way to fight back. So if you're a professional athlete and you have high visibility and someone goes after you about your character, not just your play, you have an automatic platform and you're mature enough to be able to state your case. What happens with a youngster, whether they're a high school student or a college student, is they don't have that platform to respond. They're really being victimized by that approach. So the unfairness is that it's really a one-sided battle. And it's treating those individuals as if they have a platform and they're not. And a coach, understanding that intuitively, will stand up sometimes to defend the players. And I give credit to the coaches. Now, coaches have to use good judgment in the way they do it as well. And sometimes you can go over the top. But generally speaking, I think coaches really understand that and do have an obligation to defend their players. And to their credit, they do.
Let's talk a little bit about the economics of the situation for a second. College football, college basketball, those are revenue-producing sports. There's a lot of money there. Now, that trickles to the newspapers. When they report on the college teams, the football teams, the basketball teams, that can help them sell papers just the same. And in some instances, in some communities, reporting on the college teams sell more papers than reporting on professional teams that may not be in those towns. So this type of writing, maybe that critical look at the student athlete, is reflective of the big business nature, isn't it?
Well, it may be reflective of newspapers, but I want to be very cautious of not accusing any reporter or commentator of doing that. But to put it another way, and not be, they're doing it in order to sell papers, I think they're doing it because in their profession now, whether you're in the print media or the broadcast media or blogs, there's a lot of competition for viewers and listeners. And so sometimes people report in a way that's very provocative in order to gather an audience. And this, they believe, helps generate their professional stance, gives them a position perhaps for their next job or some such. That strikes me as unfair to those who they criticize for that purpose, particularly if they're young people, and as I mentioned, who don't have a platform to respond easily. So I think it's not so much to sell newspapers, although that's often said. I think it is really often selfishness on the part of some critics when they become overly provocative in order to generate interest in their own columns. I understand there's a lot of competition out there amongst media, but let's be fair to those, particularly the student athletes.
Dr. Brand, thanks for addressing this issue.
My pleasure.